Well, there are so many actors in space right now, national actors, state actors, and we're seeing more and more commercial companies that are operating satellites in space. And those people have different objectives of what they want their satellites to be doing.
How many satellites are there right now in space, and what are the potential dangers?
There are about 6,000 satellites circling Earth right now. So something that's really important is making sure that these satellites don't run into each other and that they're all staying on their own track and aren't harming any other satellites.
How are they monitored?
The United States has a really large effort that we call space situational awareness. It's a bunch of different sensors and telescopes, operators and data that puts together a pretty full picture of what all's up there in space and how it's moving.
That's pretty elegant.
Not perfect. Not everyone shares all of their data. Not everyone wants everyone else to know where their satellite is, but there's a pretty large network and we're trying to get a full picture of it.
Tell me more about the physical dangers to satellites.
So something really important is space debris. Something as small as a fleck of paint that comes off of your satellite can actually really harm another object if it hits it in space, and all satellites can be in danger.
How could damaged satellites affect us here on Earth?
Just using the internet is something that a lot of the world relies on satellites for. And it's becoming really, really important and ingrained in a lot of global society. You know, one of the biggest things is navigation or GPS that affects global militaries, citizens, and could really have a disastrous effect if a satellite was taken down that's supplying this navigation on Earth.
Of course, modern agriculture depends a lot on satellites.
Absolutely. A lot of farmers rely on satellite data to show them what the weather is going to be, what the crops were like last year, and how they can adapt and make their crops a little bit better. So space really affects almost everyone down on Earth, even if you might not realize it.
Keeping track of satellites and their positions and directions is also a military security issue, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of different ways to affect a satellite, from something physical that is shot up and destroys a satellite. It can be electronic, damaging some components of the space system or jamming the signals that are sent back to Earth from space, or even cyber attacks, hacking in to the networks and really messing with the data that the satellites are giving back to Earth. And that's definitely happening more and more with the more satellites and the more actors that are in space.
On one level, all this is just talking about traffic control challenges, but this isn't highway or even air traffic control we're talking about. What makes space different as a domain?
That's a great question. Something that makes space unique is that the objects can be a lot smaller. Something that we're seeing more are very, very small satellites. It can get pretty difficult trying to monitor exactly where they're going, what they're up to. Did they mean to make this change of direction? Are they doing it for a good reason, or should we be concerned about this shift? Those are some of the challenges.
What are you working on right now at your office?
Our team is working on a report right now assessing what different countries are doing to protect their satellites in space from some of these threats that I was talking about. Making sure that the frequencies they're using are protected. There's a lot that people can do on Earth to protect the satellite and make it harder to interrupt from a laser or something in space. There can be lasers that are on satellites in space that can be shot at other satellites and disrupt a camera or a frequency that they're communicating with back on Earth. And they can blind satellites that are orbiting and stop their functionality for a little bit. So there are a lot of ways to interfere with satellite operations. And we try to, you know, really get into some big questions about these threats in space and how the space domain is evolving and how it can be safe.